the Republic of Korea's invitation to have them there and the discussions between the United States and the Republic of Korea, separate and distinct from the negotiations that are going on with DPRK. That issue will not come up in the discussions with DPRK.
James Mattis was speaking at a security summit in Singapore. He said the ultimate goal of the U.S.-North Korea meeting is denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Shortly after, President Donald Trump said that he would hold a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on June 12. The announcement followed Trump's talks with the North Korean leader's top advisor. Meanwhile, the Japanese defense minister has said that it was important not to reward North Korea for only agreeing to dialogue. Itsunori Onodera said that Pyongyang should dismantle all of its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Okay, from Nara, Japan, I'm now joined by Ryan Dotson, who's an author and political commentator. Good to have you with us, Ryan. Why do you think that James Mattis is saying that a U.S. boots in South Korea, that issue is not on the agenda of the summit with North Korea?
Because it's true, the 23,500 boots on the ground in South Korea is nothing but a tripwire base. It's not a real threat to North Korea. What North Korea has always had problems with isn't the permanent presence of a small number of U.S. troops in the South. It's the jointly conducted war games done by the United States and South Korea, where the U.S. moves its Navy and aircraft carriers and nuclear bombers and nuclear submarines in, and does mock invasions of North Korea. That is what North Korea is asking to stop. Keeping a token presence in South Korea has never been the issue at hand for them.
And Japan is saying that Pyongyang should dismantle all of its nuclear and ballistic missile program. Do you think this is what denuclearization means to North Korea?
Japan is trying to push the ball a little further beyond just nuclear disarmament. They want to get rid of ballistic missiles, period, because North Korea could hit Japan with its conventional ballistic missiles. And so, of course, it's in Japan's interest to try to throw that on the table as well. But that might be asking too much from the North, at least at this point. Let's get rid of the nuclear weapons first, and then we can have further talks about other issues.
So what about the U.S.? I mean, are they on the same page when you're talking about the same thing, that's denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula? Will North Korea really do away with its nukes?
North Korea would do away with its nukes if the U.S. and South Korea stopped doing war games with mock invasions of the North. North Korea is desperate because of communism to join and to get some sanction relief and to work towards a path of reunification. They're willing to do that, but they are scared to death of having a Libya-style situation where the U.S. would murder Kim, which would be a disaster. He's looked at as an emperor over there. It would put things back so fast. But there are neocons in the United States that actually entertain insane scenarios like this, that actually entertain invading North Korea, which would cost millions of lives. They have enough conventional military weapons, even without any nuclear weapons, to murder over a million people in Seoul. So there's no military solution, and they know that. And North Korea, it's not that they're wanting to nuke people anyway. They race to get nuclear weapons as a deterrent because they've seen U.S. foreign policy all over the Middle East, and they know that it is a real possibility that the United States could and would sacrifice South Koreans in order to attack the North, because as it is now, the North doesn't have the capacity to hit the United States, and the United States has proven that it's not really concerned how many of its allies get killed in the U.S.'s imperial escapades. However, now that they have ICBMs and nuclear weapons, the U.S. can't play this game of chicken anymore, so they're willing to roll back if North Korea will start to denuclearize. North Korea just needs real assurances and promises that once they get rid of their nuclear weapons, that the U.S. isn't going to renege on their deal and go back to thinking about invasion and doing mock war games. So that's the tightrope they're walking right now.
All right. Appreciate your comments and thoughts. That was Ryan Dawson, author and political commentator, joining me from Nara, Japan.
Thank you.
Now, South and North.
Ryan, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
They're going to meet on June. See you.